4 NUE Mobile.
Chad, how you doing today? N4 DJC.
Doing. Listen, I wasn't paying attention. I had my volume down. I hope you wasn't in the middle of Q4 through my call out there. If you were, I apologize.
Oh, no. It's been pretty quiet this afternoon. I just talked to Tom about 20 minutes ago. I was outside hoping I was going to get some rain, but my rain dash didn't help any, Chad.
Maybe not dancing right. I personally don't know how to do it, but maybe you're not doing it right.
Can't say to do dancing, I can assure you I'm not doing it right.
So we all just going to have a long drought then, is that what you're telling me?
Is it fun me, yes.
I mean, I tell everybody, well, it's going to be a long, hot summer, is all I can tell you, because I have no beat myself, so... How are you doing today, Jerry?
Good. It's pretty humid here today. It's acting like it's going to rain, and then it clears up a little bit. The cloud comes over and goes around the house. You know, kind of circles around the house like it's talking to us, I think.
Yeah, well, I hadn't been doing much today. I've been messing around with this Arduino for the past couple of days, and I've got... made some progress with it. It's not as fast as I want to make, but things I can do. But I'm kind of struggling with some of the coding language. But that's neither here nor there. But glad you're having a good day.
I've got one of those Arduino starter kits that they use it. Yeah, she's at a STEM school in Greenville, and so they do that. But, you know, it's a lot easier when you got somebody that knows what they're doing to show you how to do it. And, of course, you know, it takes me a lot longer now to learn stuff than it did when I was younger. But the kids now, they just soak it up like a sponge.
One thing I've noticed is I think some of those skills may be generational. I'm not sure exactly how to explain that. My dad and mother and, you know, that generation, they really struggle with anything with a computer. And I'm a little better, but my kids are just, it's just like they were born with it or something. I guess just exposed for so long.
I started out early on in about 1980, I guess. But I was busy working all the time and not doing that. I didn't have my job was in manufacturing, and I didn't have anything to do with, much with computers. I mean, I did it as a hobby. And I learned how to program in BASIC and do some simple things, but I never got dug into it that deep. It was more or less a hobby for me, kind of like amateur radio was, or is. But the new stuff now, it's just like learning two or three languages. You know, you can learn languages real easily, you know, when you're young. You don't have stuff set in, you know, that's already ingrained in you. But as you get older, it's harder to learn a second or a third language.
I turned 50 this year. Long time in the military, and I think you hit the nail on the head. I think the biggest majority of my brain is focused on trying to keep from hurting so bad that I can't hardly do anything else, so that might be why it's so hard to learn.
I just turned 71 this year, and I just noticed the last 5 years, I guess, it's gotten increasingly difficult for me to do some of the things that I used to be able to just whiz through. Part of it is you don't see very well anymore, and there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, you can get glasses and that sort of thing, but they only go so far. When you require more magnification, you know, it gets to make stuff look distorted, and it makes your perception a little differently. It seems to make you square stuff that doesn't look square anymore. A lot of that's got to do with the lenses and the width of the sweet spot and that sort of thing, but I just haven't. I'm wearing some now I've had for 10 years. I got some new ones about 3 months ago, and the new ones, I can see better out. I can see, you know, I can work on the computer better with these than I could on my new ones. And the new ones just, they just distort the screen. It looks like a, you know, it's just wide at the bottom and narrow at the top type of thing, and it's just because the sweet spot's narrow. It could be, I thought I got the glasses deep enough, yeah, the lens is deep enough where it wouldn't run into that, but evidently it didn't work.
KO4NUE. So a couple of years ago, I started off having to use, you know, the old Walmart glasses kind of thing with one magnification. And last couple of years, I keep two pair. I buy the women's glasses in the higher magnification, so I don't get them mixed up with the lower magnification that I do, you know, just everyday things with. And when I need some detail, I'll, you know, grab the women's. I know which magnification is which by the frames, you know. I don't always get the best looks around the house, but that's okay. I know what's going on, and I guess that's all that matters.
My wife and I both used readers for a long time before we finally got regular prescription lenses about 10 years ago. So that puts me about 60 where I really needed to start wearing them. Maybe it might have been a little bit before that. Wasn't much before that, I guess. I still use just magnifiers occasionally. I got some safety glasses. I wear that have magnifiers, you know, when I shoot handguns and that sort of thing. But that's about the only thing I use them for, because they distort otherwise. But they are handy to have a safety glass with that, you know, with that magnification. But it does correct. I still, my left eye is just not as good as my right eye is. And my right eye did have a lot of correction in it. And I can take my glasses off and watch TV okay. But, you know, if it gets anywhere after reach, I just about got to put them on.
Yeah, Jerry, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to step out. Dad's got some kind of issue over at the house. So let me run over and see what's going on with him. And I'll check back in with you in a little while. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Okay, Chad. Talk to you a little bit later, probably. N4DJC, clear.